Hello, my friends. How are you today? This is Frida from Frida's Garden. I haven't talked to you for a while, and I thought I'd update you on what's happening in the world of Frida's Garden. Well, first of all, I haven't also made a lot of YouTube videos on my Frida'sGarden.com YouTube video channel. It's been a really hot times here in the last couple weeks in Southern California. It's been about 107 degrees. That was the worst. 100 degree days. And it's true there's no humidity, but now there's humidity because it's like a little rain in the air. But there's no rain. They said it was going to rain, but it's not going to rain. I love the rain. Well, I can tell you what's going on in my garden. In my raised, really high raised bed that I built myself, I've now turned it into one big, huge succulent growing area. And what I'm doing is I'm growing some little succulents to sell online. I'm going to put it in my Teeny Plants RV store on Etsy, and also probably up on my eBay store, fridasstore.com. Oh, original name. And so I'm going to be doing that. Plus, I've just trying to make some extra income here because I am 68. My husband passed away 2 years ago, in case you don't know that. It was March 31st, Easter on 2013. Yeah, so that's 2 years, a little over 2 years. And my garden kind of went downhill a little bit, but I'm back on a path now to get it going. In my other raised bed, I have just cleaned it all out of weeds and everything, and I've got a few jalapeno plants with no leaves on them, but jalapenos. It's very weird. I don't know what happened to the leaves. Something ate them, but I'm going to take off because they're pathetic looking. I don't know whether to take a picture of that or my succulent plants for my one photo on here, but, I guess you don't need to see a pathetic plant. I'll show you the pretty things. I'll take a picture of that. Anyway, I've got it all ready now to plant. I have some cauliflower and broccoli and a few things going on. I'm going to be planting. So once I plant everything, I'll make another video on fridasgarden.com. Also, what else is going on? Oh, my dog, Seismic. Oh, he's so sweet. He's my German Shepherd, 5 years old. He was running around the back here. I was playing with him, throwing his squeaky toy. He loves that. And he was so happy, just running around. But he gets a little too crazy, and I was getting him all excited, so it's kind of my fault. But he went, and he ran around the tree, and then something happened behind the tree, caught his leg or something, snapped or something, and he tore those things in your knee, your tendons, or no, not tendons, ligaments, no, not ligaments, well, you know, but the word escapes me. But he tore those in his knee. And so now he was really bad. I took him to the doctor. And he now, I'm looking at him. He's walking on it. But he steps on it really lightly. And sometimes he hops. I mean, he was hopping a lot. And I see him right now. He's stepping on it really slightly. But this has been about 3 or 4 weeks. He's running right now. Don't run. Seismic. See, I have to keep him quiet, otherwise he's going to keep re-hurting it. They wanted to do a $2,100 operation, which I think does more damage than just letting him heal. Take a long time, but that's okay. We have nothing better to do than garden, right, Seismic? Say hi. Here, come here. Hello? Hello? Say hi. Say hello. What? Speak. 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 Come here. No, don't play. Well, he normally does speak. There, squeak, squeak. That's good. Here, come here. Let me see what you got. Well, you heard a little squeaking going on. Make a squeak. All right, let's walk over here. we're going to walk over here past the bells. And he's sitting so cute. He's sitting so cute. Maybe I'll take that picture. Make a squeak. Squeak. Make a squeak. Here. See, this is audio program. It's not video. Make a squeak. He gets all frustrated. He makes a squeak a lot. Anyway, that's my gardening show. Not so professional, but you know, I haven't done this for a long time. It's actually cooler today. There's a cloud overcast, overcasting the sky. It's nice and cloudy. Supposed to rain somewhere else, but not here, because it never rains in Southern California, and that's the truth. We're having a terrible drought here. Supposedly, the El Nino is going to do something, but I don't know. Everybody's grass is pretty much dead out front, and all the water levels are very low, and they put restrictions on water. You're only supposed to water your lawn twice a week, and mine looks like I'm a very good resident of Southern California, because mine's dead, dead looking. I have a pineapple guava tree out there that's driving me crazy. It will not bloom. I'm not too sure if I have to have another one, but I mean, it doesn't produce anything. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I really get sick of these guava plants that don't produce anything. I just had two of them now and I can never get them to produce. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, I also have a loquat tree. My friend gave it to me. It's 10 years old. I planted it and it was 2 years ago. Last year it didn't bloom, and this year there could be a slight amount of hope, because I think I see the beginning of blooms. They take a very long time to bloom. This is October, 16th, October 16th, 2015, and it's not going to produce edible fruit. Loquats are so sweet. They're not like a kumquat. They're a loquat. It's very sweet. It's not going to produce until April or May. So my friend's got one down the road. And this one used to have all kinds of things. But when I put it in the ground, it's not producing. So I think that's about it. I don't want to go on forever. I'm not sure anybody even listens to this anymore with all that wonderful, fantastic news you have to enjoy. So much going on. I get hung up on all kinds of things. Gardening shows, YouTube people, RV. I have a whole bunch of RV friends now that are full-time RVs. I love watching them on their travels. And they do spend a lot of time fixing up their RVs. And then there's some that just show you all kinds of goodies. I like Nomadic Fanatic. Check him out on YouTube. He's an interesting young man. And boy, he's gotten some real problems with some of his viewers. But you know what? I think he's a nice kid. I mean, I think he's a nice kid. You know, I think he's just doing his own thing. And that's good. It's a good thing he does his own thing. He's traveled all over the country in his RV. And he doesn't just necessarily show everything always about fixing it. He also shows you some of the local scenes around town. Well, I've got my, go back to gardening. I have my little plants planted. I did some summer gardening, but it was too hot and everything went to hell, is actually what happened. So now I have, I'm looking over in the corner here. I've got broccoli and cauliflower and a big plant of lavender. I bought this at the local gardening show. A big one of lavender. Scarlet Charlotte. That's cute. Bok choy. Got to get that in the ground. More bok choy there. And some peas. I'm going to put those in the ground. I have so many gophers, so many bad things. And of course, I got this just before the 107 temperature, so no plant likes living in 107 temperature. The first three seeds that I planted for my collards, which I love collards, but I do not like kale. I don't know. It must be my taste buds. And the first three I planted are not looking happy, but the newest, I have five newer ones, and they're looking better. So I'll be planting out my collards. I got a little round clay bowl pot here with some oregano in it and spicy California spicy greens. So I think they're looking really healthy and good. And cabbage. So I'm going to plant my cabbage and my broccoli and then watch them get overtaken by little creatures. Oh, positive outlook. But, oh, seismic, you cannot run. Sorry, dog. Come on, calm down now. Oh, you want to come inside. Well, listen, it's been really fun talking to you. And I listen a lot. I don't always comment, but I do really enjoy Audio Boom. And I hope everybody's having a good time here. Oh, that was long. Okay, see ya. Bye.